Buckle up, baby.
Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I'm so happy that you pressed the play button, that you spent a little time back on the old set for a produced show. I love to do produced shows. A little less pressure than the live streams, which, by the way, if you didn't see my live stream from yesterday, you should probably, because you know, I tell the tale about how I, you know, a lot of people are very interested in the fact that I sobbed because my toilet was overflowing. I'll tell you something about sewage being left unattended. If they come in and they scoop that up, they scoop up your poop, you know what they got? They got your DNA. And then there's a problem. I mean, I don't know who's going to come after your poop. I hope that nobody's coming after your poop. But if somebody comes after your poop and they get a hold of your poop, that's it. They can clone you, turn you into some kind of a crazy monster. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I didn't really fact check that. But with the news, with the 23andMe, you know, the DNA collection, the Ancestry.com, where you could find out whether or not, you know, where'd you come from? Oh, you're like 35% Portuguese, and you're like 22% from Ireland. They give you all that scoop, and you're giving them your genetic code. You're giving them your DNA. Here you go. Here is the building block of my life, my individual life. Here you go. Have it. What could possibly go wrong, right? Well, if you heard the news, the board, the whole board, they just like stepped down. They're like, yeah, we're done. There were 7 members. It's like the Lord of the Rings, you know, like the 7. They come together. 7 members of the board of 23andMe stepped down. And it's big news. Why did they do it? Well, you're going to find out on today's show. That's for one. And it's not exactly what they're saying. They're saying that the reason they're stepping down was because Anne Wachowski, I don't know what her name is. She's the Susan Wachowski or Wachachi. She was her sister, the one that ran YouTube, that just passed away. She died. She had a turbo cancer. It came on very quick and it ended her. And it was a pretty horrible thing. And a lot of people obviously had things to say because she was connected with a lot of stuff that happened with YouTube during a pretty horrible time that we all want to put behind us. The virus of the crown shall never be spoken of again. We should put it behind us, right? Except for the fact that now supposedly it's back in the news again. That's for another show. Her sister, who's the president, was like, she was taken back. She was completely surprised. She was shook. She didn't know. She didn't know why it happened. Now, a little bit of background with the 23andMe. Besides the fact that I like to speculate and I like to have a little bit of fun with these stories, I like to take things into a direction that maybe you didn't think of. Right? When you're trying to find out, woo, you know, I'm from Brazil or I'm from Saskatchewan. Is that the way you say Saskatchewan? I don't know how to pronounce things today. I have an issue with my ear, and it kind of I'm learning that it keeps me from staying on track as easy as what were we talking about again? Anne Wachowski, which Wasabi, she was the co-founder of this genetic company. Isn't that funny? These sisters, one of them's like the head of YouTube, the other's like the head of this huge DNA collecting, you know, agency of something. Well, she was taken completely by surprise. She was surprised. She co-founded this in 2006, and she's the CEO. In a letter on Tuesday, which was just dropped, the letter, the DNA letter. This is freaky. When you find out what this is all probably about, it really gets interesting. The board member said, look, after months of work, what does it say? We have yet to receive from you a fully financed, fully diligenced, actionable proposal that is in the best interests of our non-affiliated shareholders. In other words, they're saying their cover story is maybe it's just their story. All right, I don't know the ins and the outs, okay? I'm just a YouTuber just trying to get by. Buckle up, baby! Get the merch in the description of the video before. I'm doing something a little bit different today. I'm trying to be a little goofier and a little more fun because some of you have been worried about me because they say you're not your typical, you know, ridiculous self. So I figured I'd show you how ridiculous I can be. I can. Boom, 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 boom. Since I stopped drinking the Pinot Noir, by the way, I am getting in much better shape. It's crazy. You just cut out a couple of bottles of wine, you know, a week. Go figure, right? It's like thousands of calories, and you know, you see some improvement. But that's their story. That's the reason why they would, you know, they're very upset because she wanted to take the company private at like 40 cents a share. But we know the real reason. We know the real reason. Now, let me tell you, before I tell you what the real reason is, and the suspense should be building by now, because this is where it gets really freaky. I have a personal story about the 23andMe. I want to tell you something about this, okay? It's very strange, because we're really talking about, DNA. And what is DNA? It's like, imagine like an AI, right? You have the written code for the AI, and then you go off and, you know, live your life. That's basically what DNA is. That's why a lot of us act like, I have three other brothers that I didn't meet until recently, because my first father took off. My mom was like 19. You know, she was like, I think she was 20 when he took off, and it was just me and her, left me in a crib in the boogie down of like one of the wealthiest towns. I was in a project in the town, the Wilbur Peck Court. So anyway, the fact of the matter is, I never met my father, right? But I had these other brothers, and I suppose we have like another sister. And I met them when my biological father died. And it was weird because I was standing in a room and I felt like...
They look alike. I think that's Daddy's brother. Hi.
But it was weird because we all kind of look alike, right? We all kind of sound alike. We all kind of act alike. DNA is a very important thing. And here everybody's like, here, willy-nilly, here you go with the DNA. And what are you going to do with it, right? Well, I have a personal story. I have somebody who's very, very close to me that I care about, that the Dan cares about, and just wanted to see where his roots were from. And next thing you know, boom, bada bing, bada boom, he's got a son who's now in his 20s. How amazing is that? And how, you know, just kind of like awkward is that too? It's like a terrible thing because, of course, that you find out that you never got a chance to be a dad because the person who... you know, made a decision for you, kept you out of the picture completely, And all of a sudden, it's like, how do you deal with that? You got your own family and your own life. Very difficult thing. But the main reason is, of course, I don't want everybody just to have my DNA. You know, I really don't want that because what can you do with it? What could you do with it? Could you take it? Like, got these things called xenobots, right? They're these frog cells that they basically, they're like dead zombies. And they give them a little bit of code, right? And next thing you know, these things are reproducing now. Okay, who's to say that you couldn't be cloned from your DNA? I'm not saying that that's what they're doing. I think that there's something else. And why do I think this? Why do I think that maybe there's something more to it? Well, because there was like a big leak. There was a leak. 23andMe, they actually agreed to pay $30 million a settlement over a data breach. Check this out. Okay, they got the code, they got your code, they got all your information, they got your name, they got where you live, they got your social, they got whatever they get, right? They got everything on you. And somebody came in there, group came in there, stole it. And then they hid that they stole it. Okay, 23andMe. That's as the story goes. The Ancestry and Genetics Testing Company had to agree to pay $30 million. Pretty much they're wrong. Now here's where it gets spooky, right? Because... July 28th, 2020, I did a video where I had a visitor who came on and warned us all. It was unexpected. It was like a very spooky thing, but it warned us of people taking DNA and using it to create like bioweapons or like creatures from the abyss, right? It's seriously. And it was a weird thing because to see the news that there was a big data breach, you think to yourself, well, what are they doing with it? And then you say, oh, well, maybe they're just, you know, they're trying to just give out the information and sell it so people can, you know, give you a call on the phone and tell you, oh, we can resolve your tax issue and, you know, scam you. Or maybe there's a little bit more to it because turns out they weren't just stealing everybody's DNA. They were looking for a specific group of people. They were looking for Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese specifically. They were targeted. These two groups targeted out of everybody else. And then 6.9, that's a little, right? That's a little 69, dude, right? And you're in a DNA thing. It's just a little bit, It's a little bit childish, I think. I think they should have, like, rounded it up or something. The scary part is it seems like it was targeted for these two groups of individuals. Now, why would that be? I, of course, think to myself, because I'm a writer, right? Maybe they were targeting them. The first thing you think of is, like, maybe bioweapons, right? Maybe bioweapons or something else. Or what about royal bloodlines? Now, I'm not saying that they are royal bloodlines. What about, maybe there's something to it. What about alien bloodlines? Maybe that's the reason why, you know, Chinese people and, like, we look so very different. I'm not saying that that's the case, because we're all the same, as far as I'm concerned. Doesn't matter what we look like or avatar on the outside. What matters is what's within us, and the truth of God, the life of God, the Christ of God is the light. The Word was in all men, was the light of all men. So it doesn't matter where we come from, but you look, people, you like, we look different. You know, like, why do we look so different? You know, is it just evolution of things? We know that there were so many different species back in the day. Cro-Magnon, the this, the that, the bop, boop, bitty bop. I don't know all the names. I'm not an anthropologist. But you get what I'm saying. What if it's like they're trying to find out the ancient line of the Anunnaki for their return? Or maybe they're trying to target them and wipe them out completely. Or maybe I'm just really, I have way too much time on my hands. The matter is, years ago, we were warned. I was warned. And it was serious. It was serious. I mean, it was no joke. Take a look.
Howdy! You meatball. Danielle! It's happening again! What you eating there? You eating some kid food?
No. No, it's not kids. It's
look like peanut butter jelly waffles to me.
Protein waffles and almond milk, okay?
Almond milk? What in the... Sam hell is almond milk?
Huh?
Since when an almond got teats?
Whoa! Family show, dude. Family show.
That's not a man's breakfast.
I'm not a kid.
Breakfast is about 5 eggs cooked in about a pound of lard with a slab of hog on the side. That's breakfast. Mm-mm, good.
Well, I'm all out of hog, so...
Well, I suppose we should all be getting used to it. Yep.
Used to what?
Eating bugs.
Eating what?
Bugs. What are you, deaf? Don't you know everybody's going to be eating crickets right now and drinking urine? According to Vice Magazine, at least.
What?
Climate change, meatball. World can't handle them cow farts no more. You ever smelt a cow fart? Brutal. But it's not just the farts. You want to know what else it is? It's their burps. That's right. I'm sure there's a little more to it than that.
Details.
I'd be upset, but Bill Gates and some Chinese company bought up all my family's ancestral farmland. So, you know, for like a gabillion kind of crypto coins, they say it's going to be worth a lot of money. So I'm sitting pretty. Woo! I got so many damn crypto coins, the Illuminati ain't going to be able to touch me. Thank you.
Who are you?
Oh, I apologize, Meatball. I should have introduced myself like Kamala Harris did just the other day.
I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
My name is Archibald P. Whitaker. My pronouns are he and him, and sometimes you dumb donkey son of a... I'm wearing a white t-shirt and a snowsuit because didn't have any overalls for this skit.
What is happening?
What's happening is you ain't doing your job good enough to be warning people about all the things that are going down in the world.
Warning people? Okay, about what? Cow farts and bugs?
Warning people about that.
Warning people about what?
Warning people about that. That.
This.
That. People leaving their DNA all over like some kind of perverts. Government's gonna scoop it up and turn and journey into some kind of something bad.
This.
That's right. That's right.
This glass.
That's right, DNA. What you gonna do with that there mason jar besides looking like some kind of Yankee who doesn't know you should be bottling preserves in it and not drinking your fancy schmancy almond milk out of it? What's wrong with you New Yorkers?
I'm gonna put it in the sink and wash it.
What, so the Illuminati can grab it? And create a bioweapon out of it and turn you into some kind of granola-loving zombie? Here, take this.
Okay, this feels a bit excessive, though.
Put it in there!
You spelled hazard wrong.
Drinking out of a mason jar. What are you, a mason? You Freemason? Or are you just a silly-willy capilli?
All right, it's just... I think you're being a little kookadoo.
Yeah, well, tell that to Putin. Give it here. Thank you. Yeah. Because I incinerate this later. Make sure you don't turn into some kind of creature from the abyss.
What?
He sits so far away from other world leaders like Macron. You think that Macron got the monkeypox?
Yeah, I heard that was sexually transmitted. So,
that's exactly my point. You give it a second, it'll sink in.
Oh,
you think that's bad? You see Biden? You see Biden at his last press conference?
No. Why?
Yeah, depending on which Biden you're talking about, Dex put out a picture of two different Bidens that look like the same day video being shared. I don't know if it's real, but I'll tell you one thing. You see Biden at his last press conference?
What?
That Biden with his eyes wide open, that video, like that, talking like this.
His eyes were open?
Looks like they did some kind of clockwork orange on him. Or maybe they're putting them crickets in his coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I suppose he could be doing a worse job. Could have offered the release of like a Russian arms dealer who everybody calls the merchant of death for a basketball player.
Wait a minute. I think he did that. Merchant of death, you say? Okay. All right. I got it. I gotta go. I gotta go. Have my waffle.
Hey, where you going?
Yes.
YouTubers.
Now, as silly as that sounded, there was a lot of truth to it. And it's very strange, because 23andMe and the bioweapons was actually featured in that video. What's even weirder is the fact that I put that video out 2 years, 1 month, 21 days ago. That's 2121! And I'm thinking Revelation 21:21 that deals with New Jerusalem and everything, the new day that's upon us. Revelation 21, the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street was a city of gold and pure, transparent glass. 21:21. I mean, I think it's interesting. But you gotta tell me if you think it's interesting. And how do you do that? You know what you do? You smash the like button, baby! And then you go down there and you leave a little comment. You say, hey, Jacob, I saw you, old Jacob. You gotta put on a bigger shirt. Stop wearing Ethan's clothes. And I say no to that. I stopped drinking the Pinot for a reason. Bada boom, bada bing! There is part of me, as I'm taping this, that's thinking, this could be really pushing people away. The other part's like, a lot of you are having a good time and you're laughing. We all need a laugh. So I hope that this was enjoyable for you. I hope that you're not leaving poop behind for people to come and scoop it up and then make, you know, zombie clones out of you, because that would be stinky and that would be scary. Can you imagine a zombie made of poop, your poop DNA? I don't want to think about that anymore. All right, listen, I love each and every one of you. Okay, this show is pretty important. So I think you should tell everybody that you know how important the show is and that they should watch it. If they have any questions about 23andMe and if they want to know, I think that you should be like, look, there's a video out there that'll really put everything in perspective. I want you to take this seriously. And then send them this link. It'll be funny. All right. Like, share, subscribe. Go to the description of the video if you want to get the merch and you want to support the channel. If you want some truly free home product. Oh, truly free home product. Try that again. You want some truly free home product, baby. You want the best product going that has no toxins in it? Go to trulyfreehome.com. And if you enter code Jacob, you get 30% off. These are the ways that you can do it. I tell you this every time. You know what else I do? I tell you about my novel. And I haven't shared the trailer for a while. This is like a, you know, people create those vision boards already. This is like a concept trailer that I created, just mixing a bunch of stuff together. Like if I was to see the movie and like give an essence of the book, this would be it. It's a really awesome story. The Calling, it's available on Amazon.com. If you want to get yourself a copy, get yourself a copy. All the links in the description of the video. Don't forget this Sunday, 12 o'clock, we got a Patreon meetup. I feel like a coach today. I feel like a coach. I feel like, all right, everybody, get your gear and get out. It's time to go home. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.